I sate beside the steersman then, and gazing upon the west, cried, "Spread the sails, behold, the sinking moon is like a watchtower blazing over the mountains, yet the city of gold, yon cape alone, does from the sight withhold. The stream is fleet, the north breathes steadily beneath the stars. They tremble with the cold. Ye cannot rest upon the dreary sea. Haste, haste to the warm home of a happier destiny." The mariners obeyed, the captain stood aloof, and, whispering to the pilot, said, "Alas, alas, I fear we are pursued by wicked ghosts, a phantom of the dead. The night before we sailed came to my bed in dream, like that." The pilot then replied, "It cannot be, she is a human maid. Her low voice makes you weep. She is some bride or daughter of high birth. She can be naught beside." We passed the islets borne by wind and stream, and as we sailed, the mariners came near and thronged around to listen. In the gleam of the pale moon, I stood as one whom fear may not attaint, and my calm voice did rear, "Ye all are human. Yon broad moon gives light to millions who the selfsame likeness wear. Even while I speak, beneath this very night, their thoughts flow on like ours, in sadness or delight. What dream ye? Your own hands have built an home, even for yourselves on a beloved shore. For some, fond eyes are pining till they come. How they will greet him when his toils are o'er, and laughing babes rush from the well-known door. Is this your care? Ye toil for your own good. Ye feel and think, as some immortal power such purposes. Or in a human mood, dream ye some power thus builds for man in solitude? What is that power? Ye mock yourselves and give a human heart to what ye cannot know, as if the cause of life could think and live. 'Twere as if man's own works should feel and show the hopes and fears and thoughts from which they flow, and he be like to them. Lo, plague is free to waste, blight, poison, earthquake, hail, and snow, disease, and want, and worse, necessity of hate and ill, and pride, and fear, and tyranny. What is that power? Some moonstruck sophist watching the shade from his own soul upthrown fill heaven and darken earth. And in such mood the form he saw and worshipped was his own, his likeness in the world's vast mirror shone. And 'twere an innocent dream, but that a faith nursed by fear's dew of poison grows thereon, and that men say that power has chosen death on all who scorn its laws to wreak immortal wrath. Men say that they themselves have heard and seen, or known from others who have known such things, a shade, a form, which earth and heaven between wields an invisible rod, that priests and kings, custom, domestic sway, aye, all that brings man's freeborn soul beneath the oppressor's heel, are his strong ministers, and that the stings of death will make the wise his vengeance feel, though truth and virtue arm their hearts with tenfold steel. And it is said, this power will punish wrong, yes, add despair to crime, and pain to pain, and deepest hell, and deathless snakes among, will bind the wretch on whom is fixed a stain, which, like a plague, a burden, and a bane, clung to him while he lived. For love and hate, virtue and vice, they say are difference vain. The will of strength is right. This human state tyrants, that they may rule with lies thus desolate. Alas, what strength! Opinion is more frail than yon dim cloud now fading on the moon even while we gaze, though it awhile avail to hide the orb of truth and every throne of earth or heaven. Though shadow rests thereon, one shape of many names, for this ye plough the barren waves of ocean, hence each one is slave or tyrant, all betray and bow, command, or kill, or fear, or wreak, or suffer woe. Its names are each a sign which maketh holy all power. I, the ghost, the dream, the shade of power, lust, falsehood, hate, and pride, and folly. The pattern whence all fraud and wrong is made, a law to which mankind has been betrayed. And human love is as the name well known of a dear mother, whom the murderer laid in a bloody grave, and into darkness thrown, gathered her wildered babes around him as his own. O love, who to the hearts of wandering men art as the calm to ocean's weary waves. Justice, or truth, or joy, those only can from slavery and religion's labyrinth caves guide us, as one clear star the seaman saves. To give to all an equal share of good, to track the steps of freedom, though through graves she pass, to suffer all in patient mood, to weep for crime, though stained with thy friend's dearest blood, to feel the peace of self-contentment's lot, to own all sympathies and outrage none, and in the inmost bowers of sense and thought, until life's sunny day is quite gone down, to sit and smile with joy, or, not alone, to kiss salt tears from the worn cheek of woe, to live as if to love and live were one. This is not faith or law, nor those who bow to thrones on heaven and earth such destiny may know. But children near their parents tremble now, because they must obey. One rules another, and as one power rules both high and low, so man is made the captive of his brother, and hate is throned on high with fear her mother, above the highest, and those fountain cells whence love yet flowed, when faith had choked all other, are darkened. Woman, as the bond slave, dwells of man, a slave, and life is poisoned in its wells. Man seeks for gold in mines, that he may weave a lasting chain for his own slavery. In fear and restless care, that he may live, he toils for others, who must ever be the joyless thralls of like captivity. He murders for his chief's delight in ruin. He builds the altar, that its idol's fee may be his very blood. He is pursuing, oh, blind and willing wretch, his own obscure undoing. Woman, she is his slave. She has become a thing I weep to speak. The child of scorn, the outcast of a desolated home. Falsehood and fear and toil, like waves, have worn channels upon her cheek, which smiles adorn as calm decks the false ocean. Well ye know what woman is, for none of woman born can choose but drain the bitter dregs of woe, which ever from the oppressed to the oppressors flow. This need not be. Ye might arise and will that gold should lose its power and thrones their glory. That love which none may bind be free to fill the world like light, and evil faith, grown hoary with crime, be quenched and die. Yon promontory even now eclipses the descending moon. Dungeons and palaces are transitory. High temples fade like vapor. Man alone remains, whose will has power when all beside is gone. Let all be free and equal. From your hearts I feel an echo through my inmost frame like sweetest sound, seeking its mate. It darts, whence come ye, friends? Alas, I cannot name all that I read of sorrow, toil, and shame on your worn faces, as in legends old which make immortal the disastrous fame of conquerors and impostors false and bold. The discord of your hearts I in your looks behold. Whence come ye, friends? from pouring human blood forth on the earth? Or bring ye steel and gold, that kings may dupe and slay the multitude? Or from the famished poor, pale, weak, and cold, bear ye the earnings of their toil? Unfold! Speak! Are your hands in slaughter's sanguine hue stained freshly? Have your hearts in guile grown, known yourselves thus? Ye shall be pure as dew, and I will be a friend and sister unto you. Disguise it not, we have one human heart, all mortal thoughts confess a common home. Blush not for what may to thyself impart stains of inevitable crime. The doom is this, which has, or may, or must become thine and all humankind's. Ye are the spoil which time thus marks for the devouring tomb. Thou and thy thoughts and they, and all the toil wherewith ye twine the rings of life's perpetual coil. Disguise it not, ye blush for what ye hate, and enmity is sister unto shame. Look on your mind, it is the book of fate. Ah, it is dark with many a blazoned name of misery. All are mirrors of the same. But the dark fiend, who with his iron pen dipped in scorn's fiery poison, makes his fame enduring there, would o'er the heads of men pass harmless, if they scorned to make their hearts his den. Yes, it is hate, that shapeless, fiendly thing of many names, all evil, some divine, whom self-contempt arms with a mortal sting, which, when the heart its snaky folds entwine, is wasted quite, and when it doth repine to gorge such bitter prey, on all beside it turns with ninefold rage, as with its twine, when Amphis Bana some fair bird has tied, soon o'er the putrid mass he threats on every side. Reproach not thine own soul, but know thyself, nor hate another's crime, nor loathe thine own. It is the dark idolatry of self, which, when our thoughts and actions once are gone, demands that man should weep and bleed and groan. O vacant expiation, be at rest. The past is death's, the future is thine own, and love and joy can make the foulest breast a paradise of flowers, where peace might build her nest. Speak thou, whence come ye? A youth made reply, wearily, wearily, o'er the boundless deep we sail. Thou readest well the misery told in these fading eyes, but much doth sleep within, which there the poor heart loves to keep, or dare not write on the dishonored brow. Even from our childhood have we learned to steep the bread of slavery in the tears of woe, and never dreamed of hope or refuge until now. Yes, I must speak. My secret should have perished even with the heart it wasted, as a brand fades in the dying flame whose life it cherished. But that no human bosom can withstand thee, wondrous lady, and the mild command of thine keen eyes. Yes, we are wretched slaves, who from their wonted loves and native land are reft, and bear o'er the dividing waves the unregarded prey of calm and happy graves. We drag afar from pastoral vales the fairest among the daughters of those mountains lone. We drag them there, where all things best and rarest are stained and trampled. Years have come and gone since, like the ship which bears me, I have known no thought. But now the eyes of one dear maid on mine with light of mutual love have shone. She is my life, I am but as the shade of her, a smoke sent up from the ashes, soon to fade. For she must perish in the tyrant's hall. Alas, alas. He ceased, and by the sail sate cowering. But his sobs were heard by all. And still before the ocean and the gale, the ship fled fast, till the stars gan to fail, and round me gathered with mute countenance the seamen gazed, the pilot, worn and pale with toil, the captain with gray locks, whose glance met mine in restless awe. They stood as in a trance. Recede not, pause not now, thou art grown old, but hope will make thee young, for hope and youth are children of one mother, even love. Behold, the eternal stars gaze on us. Is the truth within your soul? Care for your own, or ruth for others' sufferings? Do ye thirst to bear a heart which not the serpent custom's tooth may violate? Be free, and even here swear to be firm till death. They cried, we swear, we swear. The very darkness shook, as with a blast of subterranean thunder, at the cry. The hollow shore its thousand echoes cast into the night, as if the sea and sky and earth rejoiced with newborn liberty, for in that name they swore. Bolts were undrawn, and on the deck, with unaccustomed eye, the captives gazing stood, and every one shrank as the inconstant torch upon her countenance shone. They were earth's purest children, young and fair, with eyes the shrines of unawakened thought, and brows as bright as spring or morning, ere dark time had there its evil legend wrought in characters of cloud which wither not. The change was like a dream to them, but soon they knew the glory of their altered lot in the bright wisdom of youth's breathless noon. sweet talk and smiles and sighs, all bosoms did attune, but one was mute. Her cheeks and lips most fair, changing their hue like lilies newly blown beneath the bright acacia's shadowy hair, waved by the wind amid the sunny noon, showed that her soul was quivering, and full soon that youth arose, and breathlessly did look on her and me, as for some speechless boon. I smiled, and both their hands in mine I took, and felt a soft delight from what their spirits shook.